So, Stephen, you're from Costa Rica, and I've heard it's an amazingly beautiful country, and I've seen some of the pictures you've shown us in class. Do you get a lot of tourists going?
In Costa Rica, we are considered one of the most important places where there's most of the rainforest. We are composed of 4% of the world's natural forest, but this digit is increasing due to the fact that Brazil is cutting down the trees.
So, do most tourists go to Costa Rica for ecotourism, or are there any other reasons?
Most of the people that go to Costa Rica is not only due to the environment, like want to see the trees, volcanoes, and animals, but they also come to Costa Rica because they want to get plastic surgeries, because in Costa Rica it's really cheap. Also, they travel to Costa Rica in order to retire, because Costa Rica is also considered one of the world's cheapest living costs in the world.
Wow, I didn't know so many people went there for medical tourism, so that's really interesting. What kind of countries do they come from?
Well, when I was on a plane going to Japan, I found that there was a packed of people with bandage, and they all were going to the United States. And this just surprised me that people were just coming in just for surgery and then leave the country.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you said as well, people coming to retire. Is that changing the demographics of the country?
Actually, when people are coming into Costa Rica, it's really good due to they bring money into the country. But one thing that's really bad is that they're cutting trees in order to live next to forests. They're killing off animals in order to live next to the beaches. And this is one of the big problems that Costa Rica is facing.
So, how are the authorities or people in Costa Rica trying to protect those areas of natural beauty?
Currently, Costa Rica is trying to, like the government is trying to protect these places. However, there's places where the government cannot interfere. So organizations and schools are collecting money in order to buy these properties and let them unused and habitat. For example, in a case that in my school, I donated 500 colones, which is around $1. And we collected for several years, and finally we bought a chunk of land, and currently no one is living there, and the forest and the animals living there are untouched.
That's so cool. So you own some of the rainforest.
Yeah, pretty much I do.